This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. Well, Thanksgiving, what a wonderful day. And then what a wonderful couple days afterwards for leftovers. But inevitably, there is also food waste. We've invited on our program today someone who cooks with scraps. In fact, she's written a book about it. Lindsay Jean Hard turns her peels, cores, rinds, and other things into wonderful recipes, delicious recipes. And in doing so, she reduces food waste. Her new book is called Cooking with Scraps. Lindsay Jean Hard, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, let's talk about the statistics on food waste. In America, we waste how much every year?
Yeah, it's really staggering. 40% of the food here goes uneaten. So we're not just wasting food and unnecessarily filling landfills. We're also throwing away the equivalent of hundreds of billions of dollars every year.
I believe it was Anthony Bourdain's last movie that has screened a couple of times in our town of Park City, the film called Wasted, and it's a whole expose on the food waste situation. And you have provided a bit of a solution. We all know that we throw away those food scraps, and as we do, there's a bit of guilt surrounding it. And you're saying that we can actually use a lot of the scraps that we throw away.
Yeah, we can. I think people will be surprised to learn how much of what we typically toss is edible and delicious.
What about in a town like Park City? We're a resort community. We have lots of restaurants, and I'm always curious about, you know, what happens in a restaurant kitchen. And my assumption is that because there's an economic consequence, they're using as much of the food source as they can in every conceivable way. But what have you found with respect to how restaurants deal with food?
Yeah, I found the same thing. A lot of the chefs that I've talked to recently, this is already very much a part of their mentality and something that's going on in their kitchens, exactly like you said, because of the financial aspect to it. It just makes sense for them to be doing this, and it makes sense for us to as well.
And there really aren't, I mean, if you have a lot of food scraps, what do you do? You can compost it. Well, the easiest thing is you can huck them in the garbage can, which that probably is the worst thing and the easiest thing. So there's a convenience component to this. And if you do anything other than just put them either down the garbage disposal or put them in your garbage can, such as composting or taking them to the local pig farm and feeding them to the pigs, which is something that some of the people in restaurants do here in Park City. But everything has a convenience trade-off to it.
Yeah, I'm hoping that this cookbook helps people realize that it's just as easy for them to be eating it and enjoying it as it is for them to be tossing it. They're really approachable recipes that are simple with short ingredient lists. So hopefully it's not overwhelming for people to start using these ingredients.
Let's get into some of the ingredients here in your book. And you say to make it into this book, it had to be, quote unquote, worth it to you as a scrap. So it's funny because I was going to ask you about ginger because I love ginger. And you say that this is something that didn't make it in because it doesn't, if you're peeling ginger, you don't really have a substantial amount of peel to start talking about using peels. So let's talk about the peels that you do use in the book.
Yeah, so the first one that's in the book would be apple peels, and those can be dried into chips, or you can use them along with apple cores to create a flavorful syrup that you could add to drinks or use on pancakes for breakfast.
How about carrot peels? That every time I throw away carrot peels, well, part of me feels like I'm throwing away a decent part of the nutrition. I've learned that growing up. Is that true?
I think that is partly true. Carrots are actually one that I would recommend not peeling, that I would say to just scrub really well and make sure they're clean. But it's one of those that I think has gotten into a habit for us sometimes to peel them, but we really don't need to.
So I have a bunch of beets in my refrigerator right now, and I always feel bad. There's such a huge part of the beet that ends up going into my compost pile. But beet greens, we know, are so healthful and nutritious. What do you do with beet greens?
Yeah, and they're really flavorful. I like to just simply saute them and have them just as a side dish. but they're also really delicious on top of pizza or as a warm salad.
Lindsay, what about the pesticide aspect of what's on the exterior skin of anything, whether it be a fruit or a vegetable?
Well, as with all things that we're eating, I would always recommend that you're really washing things well. For some things, I would make the choice for sure to buy organic, like pineapple. If you're using the peel of that, pineapples are one of the ones that are grown with the most amount of pesticides. So it's extra important to know, you know, how your produce is being grown.
And what about, since tomorrow is Thanksgiving, what would you focus people on as far as a recipe or ingredients that you have in your book that would be really appropriate for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm guessing that folks might have some bread or rolls left over, and that's a really great thing to freeze. I like to try and freeze them in the final form that I'm going to use them. So I might turn them into breadcrumbs, or I might turn them into cubes that I could use for croutons, or that I could use in a strata. And the strata would also be a great way to use up other Thanksgiving odds and ends, like little bits of turkey that are left or other vegetables, and turn it into another dish that feels new and is still great for entertaining.
Does your book sort of take us back to a time when, I'm thinking, you know, we've sort of, in our new society, there everything's disposable. So we peel fruit, we, you know, we prep it for food, and we have all these scraps left over. And I'm thinking there's probably a time not too long ago in our history when you would have used absolutely everything. And I'm thinking of chicken carcasses that would go into the slow cooker pot or the pressure cooker and sit there for a day or two and be turned into soup or stew. And all of the scraps that would have gone into that soup or stew that would have made a wonderful meal. And this is kind of a throwback approach to a time that we've kind of moved away from, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, cooking with scraps is not a new concept. It's just one that's been overlooked currently, but it's varied across generations and socioeconomic classes. You know, wartime generations wouldn't have needed this reminder to put every possible bit to good use, and the tens of millions of people currently living in poverty in the U.S. likely don't either. But for the rest of us, you know, hopefully this is a helpful reference guide to get us swinging back in that direction of making good use of everything.
Lindsay Jean, I love what you do with spent coffee grounds. You say, I mean, I throw away so many coffee grounds, and part of me justifies it because it goes in the compost, but you say there's still so much flavor left in coffee grounds. And one of your recipes is coffee ground cashew butter. Really? I love it.
It's really delicious. It's riffed on a peanut butter that I had from a colleague, and I just couldn't believe how delicious it was with that coffee flavor and little bit of texture. And they still have so much coffee flavor in them. You can also use them to infuse whipping cream and then make a coffee flavored whipping cream with them. And on food52.com, I also use them as part of a chocolate cookie crust for a French silk pie.
Ooh, that sounds good. Hey, tell us quickly about food52.com.
Yeah, it's a really amazing food and lifestyle website. I worked there for 6 years, and they really have everything that a home cook could need, from recipes to helpful articles to a shop where you can buy beautiful things for your kitchen and home.
And Lindsay, I'm curious about how you went from urban planning into writing a book about using scraps, a cookbook using scraps. Can you connect those dots for me?
It was a really interesting journey. My husband and I moved to Japan for a couple of years, and I really got more focused on where my produce was coming from and being more thoughtful about eating during our time there. We joined a CSA for the first time, so I was using all sorts of produce that I had never cooked with before, and it was just a really exciting adventure. And then while we were there, one of my husband's college friends told us that he was going to create a food transparency and traceability website, and I just said, I have to be a part of that. And so I helped he and his wife create this company called Real Time Farms that helped people find food that they felt good about eating. And during that time, I was writing a lot more. So it was just sort of this natural transition into food and writing. And then eventually Real Time Farms was acquired by food52.com, and a couple of us went on to work for them.
Sounds fun. I want to get into a few more of your recipes and one of the things you do. And I think fennel is at least something that I use a lot in my Thanksgiving cooking. And so I don't always use it all. So let's talk about, you know, most recipes use the bulb, and then I'll use the, I don't know what you call the very, the leaves of the
fronds. Yep.
Oh, the fronds there. Thank you. But what, talk about this, you have an ice cream with fennel made with the parts that you might not use.
Yeah. So like you said, those fronds are really useful. Like you can just use them as you would other herbs, as a garnish or on top of salads. But then the stalks still have that same fennel flavor. It's just, you know, a little bit harder for us to think of what we're going to do with it. So I'm using it to give flavor to this ice cream base along with some lemon and vanilla.
We have just a minute left, and I'm just wondering, you know, what you hope for people to get out of this. I mean, overall, if you're putting out a recipe book that include recipes from just our food scraps that would otherwise be pitched, I'm thinking that it's going to create just a bigger consciousness around what we don't use and knowing what we should use, and maybe increasing our guilt and shame a little bit.
Well, I hope it doesn't do that. I want us to be able to start incorporating things slowly and feel good about what you are able to use, not feel guilty about what you're not. But yeah, I really hope that this is just a helpful reference guide for people so they can get started on this journey of cooking with scraps and using more of what they've been throwing out.
It's a great effort. It's a beautiful book, and the recipes are so interesting. So the book is Cooking with Scraps. Turn your peels, cores, rinds, and stems into delicious meals. Lindsay Jean Hard joins us, and there are 85 scrumptious recipes for zero waste cooking. This is a great effort. Thank you for doing this and also for joining us this morning, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Same to you.